sales agent retention and resignation termination. Tips for retaining sales agents, employee retention programs, what happens when an agent resigns, and terminating agents. Retaining sales agents. Tips for retaining agents. When you finally assemble your all-star team, the last thing you want is for your top producing agents to leave you in the lurch. Starting from square one is time prohibitive. Here are some tips for creating a solid and dynamic work environment that your team will appreciate. Bullets manage by positive reinforcement. Never by fear, never by threatening, never by public embarrassment. Bullet lead, lead by example. Do what you expect from your team members. Show up on time, answer the phone, and dress and act appropriately. Bullet, believe the customer is number one. Always put their wants and needs above your own. Bullet, believe in your sales team. Believe that they are capable, kind, and intelligent people. Bullet, believe in your staff and teams. Believe that they are all working to improve the company. Bullet, believe that everyone wants a happy work environment. To have pleasant surroundings, a company and owner to be proud of, and a manager to be proud of. Remember, everyone wants acknowledgement for doing a good job. Bullet, to believe everyone has the same opportunities to advance. That they have the same chances to advance their skill set, attitude, and general contribution to themselves and the company. Bullet, expect all staff, including managers, to contribute their skills equally. Since their salaries are from all team members' contributions, bullet, believe in people's fiscal motivations. Everyone wants to make as much money as possible. Retention programs. No broker likes to lose agents to the competition, especially since training is expensive and time-consuming. To combat a disappearing sales force and to attract new agents to the firm, some brokerages have come up with retention programs like the following. Select the headings to learn more about each program. Appointing a leadership council. Top leaders are chosen to serve as a think tank to make things better for other agents. This program can actually lead to positive changes around the office and the creation of programs that will help retain agents and improve company morale. Recruitment bonuses. Some brokerages offer recruitment bonuses to agents who bring new blood to the firm. A recruitment bonus has wide appeal, bolstering retention and incentivizing agents to recruit other agents. Profit sharing. Larger franchises have created multi-level profit sharing programs wherein a percentage of the owner's profit is placed in a profit share fund and then redistributed to the agents at the firm. Usually, these programs are reserved for certain qualified individuals who will get residual checks from the franchise program when they recruit and sponsor new agents. Commission split caps. Some brokers will take an initial split of 70-30% on all commissions, but once an agent has reached a certain amount, for example, $60,000 gross commission income, GCI. Everything over, that belongs to the agent. Now, the agent is making a 100% commission with no split. A 100% commission can be a decisive factor in agent retention. Resignation and termination. When an agent resigns, what happens when the sponsoring or designated broker for a licensed business entity under which the sales agent's licenses are held, passes away or becomes incapacitated due to sudden illness? Too often, the commission gets phone calls from the brokerage firm asking what to do. It may be prudent for the sponsoring broker or brokerage firm to have a written policy that addresses the sudden cessation or break of sponsorship due to illness or death. Under the TREC rules, a business entity broker license is automatically placed on inactive status upon the death of the designated broker. The licenses of agents sponsored by the business entity are also placed on inactive status. A written policy addressing the protocol in emergency situations can help alleviate concerns and meet regulatory requirements during the transition so that the firm can continue to conduct business without a break in service. Sometimes the broker/sales agent relationship does not work out. Failure of this relationship may often be due to conflicting personalities or work ethics, or it may simply come down to production numbers. Sponsoring brokers are under no obligation to keep sales agents who are a drain on resources as part of their team. Terminating an agent. Suppose a broker wishes to terminate a sales agent's sponsorship. In that case, they must do so in writing or through TREC's website and immediately return the agent's license to the Texas Real Estate Commission. A sales agent whose license has been returned to the commission may not engage in the business until they have found a new sponsoring broker. A sales agent license holder who wishes to terminate their association with a broker must notify the broker in writing. The TREC website features an online relationship management tool, RMT, which brokers can utilize for all sponsorship requests, including termination and designation of supervisory or inactive status. License holders must have a current email address on file with TREC to use the RMT. Licensed sales agents and brokers registered on the RMT can send and receive sponsorship requests, which they can then accept or decline.